The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, and I am getting happy because the holidays are coming. It's a great time to make sure your home is toasty warm and energy efficient before all those festivities get started.
Is it just me, or does it seem that the HVAC always conks out on the holidays?
Well, that would be Murphy's Law, right? But you can get a jump on Mr. Murphy by having your HVAC inspected this fall before friends and family arrive for the holidays to make sure it's working optimally. You can inspect certain things yourself, but you need a pro for some components like the flue pipe, which is the part that expels carbon monoxide.
Yeah. So what can I eyeball here?
Well, there are a number of things. The air filters, for one, you want to keep them dust and dirt free because once they get filled up with this stuff, they're not able to do their job anymore. So replace them. Can't say this enough. Once a month. Really good thing, an easy thing to do. Also, you want to check the furnace flame. It should be a steady blue, not a flickering yellow or orange, because that could mean combustion problems that need professional help. So blue, good. Yellow or orange, bad. And then make sure the side panels are closed and fastened on the furnace. You also want to check your air return grills and HVAC registers for things that may be obstructing or impeding airflow. Things like dust, dirt, pet hair, even furniture. If it's on top of your grills, move them. Also, open and shut registers to ensure they work. And you want to clean out your thermostat. You want to remove the cover and use a cotton swab to wipe away dust and dirt, which can really shorten the thermostat's life. You also want to look for signs of leaks in exposed ductwork so you can get them fixed. And what are those signs? Well, peeling duct tape and loose fittings around seams, dirt streaks can indicate that air is escaping, dents in the metal, or collapsed or torn sections of your flexible ductwork.
Yeah, those collapsed sections, interesting. When we bought our most recent house, crawled under the house and found most of the ducts had collapsed. The family was there, which had very high heating bills, were basically heating ground.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, that's why you have to check.
Yep. Very important thing to check. Seems like another good project before the holidays is just weather stripping the windows.
Absolutely, it is. And here's a tip. If you've removed some old weather stripping and there's some adhesive left behind that you can't get off, because that stuff sticks really well, put some petroleum jelly on it and leave it on for a few seconds. When you wipe it off, the leftover adhesive will come with it. And then you just use some rubbing alcohol to remove the greasy film from the petroleum jelly. Also, another way to keep the heat in and spiff up your house a little bit before the holidays is to install some waffle shades, those pretty shades with folding fabric and cells that also do double duty and trap air and help keep your heating in. It's less expensive than a new window. Those kind of shades start at around $50, and it can provide some energy savings and give you a nice new look.
And, of course, the holidays, if you're lucky enough to have a fireplace, you're going to be using it. That's going to keep you warm.
Absolutely. I love fireplaces. We have two wood-burning ones in our house. And, you know, the best way to show your fireplace love is to maintain it. Otherwise, heated air escapes, and you can get smoke inside, or worse, the worst of all, a chimney fire, of which there are thousands a year.
Yeah, because you got to take care of the creosote in the chimney, right?
Yes, that's the flammable stuff that builds up from burning wood. A cleaning, which you should do annually, not only gets rid of the creosote, but also cleans out the soot, and that can reduce venting and airflow. By the way, you need two cleanings a year if you burn more than 3 quarts of wood a year. So something to keep in mind, more than 3 quarts of wood, clean that fireplace twice a year.
Well, there you go. Let's get back to the chimney here. So what's the inspection and maintenance process?
So there are three levels of chimney and fireplace inspection depending on the job. For instance, a basic check and cleaning would start around $200, and it goes up from there if you've got bigger issues. You can go to houselogic.com/radio for links to more info on chimney inspections. But there are things you can do to improve your fireplace's efficiency.
Such as?
Well, number one, burn only wood. Crates, lumber, construction scraps, painted wood, or other treated wood releases chemicals into your home. And that's bad for your indoor air quality. So burn only the kind of wood you get that's meant to be burned in your fireplace. And make sure you use dry wood, stuff that's been dried for 8 to 12 months. Your wood pile can be covered on top, but you want to leave the sides open for airflow. That helps with the drying.
And even if you obey that stuff, you got to watch the kids when you got the fire going and they're over, because they'll throw anything that burns in there when you're not looking. What about log starters?
So log starters are fine for getting your fire going, but they burn very hot. So generally use only one at a time.
Okay. Anything else I should know to keep my fireplace efficient?
There are a few things. Close your damper when you're not using the fireplace so the heated indoor air stays put inside where you want it. But, of course, keep it open when the fire is burning, right? Because otherwise you have a real problem on your hands. If you have bifold glass doors on your fireplace that are factory built, you want to open them to allow heat into the room so you can get the benefit of that to save on some energy. To reduce downdrafts, have your chimney maintenance service install a chimney cap. The caps have side vents so smoke escapes, but they prevent objects, rain, snow, small creatures from falling into your chimney. You want to also install carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors in your house, near the fireplace, as well as in your bedrooms.
Great information as always, Pamela. Have very happy holidays.
Thank you, Gil, to you and all the listeners, too. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.